Bonjour, good morning. Bonjour, good morning, bonjour, voilà, we are here, we came back today. Yes. Ooh, there is a surprise, Madame Renaud, today.
Yes, Andrea is back.
Yes, I'm back, finally, after 2.5 months
That one third that was missing.
So, if Andrea is back, immediately we start by donate something.
Yeah, we have to donate something.
So yes. you have to do your protocol.
No, yes, we start with good morning, fellow, you are at the Eurovision Radio.
Okay, good morning, hello everybody.
We want to make this FM station happening. Renaud has worked very much this summer for making this project starting and reach a good level. We are on the way to post to the Indian government our request to get the lessons. We are going to get soon some answer from the government of India, and we are going to need money for sure.
For what? For the famous FM?
Yeah, we need to put the antenna on top of the building nearby the town hall that has been given the permission recently by Lavinia Doroville. Thank
Indeed.
You very much.
Yes.
To Auroville Council Development
Council.
Council. What day is today?
We forgot the date.
Friday, the 8th, 9th?
The 9th, the 10th.
10.
The
10th
of July.
So we are going to ask some funds from our friends and well-wishers that are listening to us, to the Auroville Radio from abroad. Our account number in Auroville is 251369 to collect funds locally. Otherwise,
you can also go online.
Yeah. Anyway, I have a list for fundraising.
And visit our website, auroville.org/donate.
Ah, okay, so
that's
I forgot.
Now we feel good.
But soon I will come with a list of people that they ask for money, and probably I will have to give 20, 30, 15 Portus number.
We'll make
a list. 2521 5271 1 2501 001
What is for what?
This is for my account personnel account.
okay,
so now the topic. Do you have some information? Because I know nothing today. I decided to come without topic, without information.
As usual.
I know nothing.
First of all, I want to thank all of you guys for the program that you keep running this 2 months. I was listening from Europe. I was enjoying Auroville from abroad. And again, I felt the radio is very important for people.
You get the feeling?
I get the feeling. I get the knowledge and the information, because finally the feeling is also connected with what's going on. So the fact that you are proposing every week the program was very exciting for myself, listening and understanding what
at least we happening. Know that we have two or three auditors.
Wait, at least we know we have two.
One is back.
So we have one in America.
We have one in America. Thank you, Armando. I also want to say that people have been really supporting the radio. Recently, we put out an appeal because we need to buy some more recording devices, and somebody generously offered to pay for one of them, and I saw that we're buying two, not one.
Yeah.
So we also splurged for an extra
one. You got two.
We now are buying two. Julian Lyons did the wonderful thing of purchasing them. They're being mailed to Roshan right now. We'll be back in August, and so we'll have two more recording devices. Thank you everybody for helping us do what we like to do.
So yes, we want to also thank very much Chandresh Patel and Aurinoco, this project that is supporting different kind of startups in Auroville, and last year they decided to support the radio, and they pay the rent of the radio for 1 year. So we are almost reached at the point that they finish this period of time. So we are almost got 12 months of rent paid by them, and that for us was a really relief, because we have been able to put aside some money again for the FFM license and not be used just for paying the rent. And also we want to thanks again the
I also want to thank JV, because JV worked very, very hard, and for many, many years with very few people responding or understanding the nature of what he was trying to do, which was connect
ICT project.
It was the ICT project, which is connectivity on a high level
for
Auroville.
I want to thank you guys for this information. Thank you, because it's the moment.
And also, it's going to be very interesting, because now that we're going to be tied in eventually with the National Knowledge Network, we can also look at the radio to create educational content and content that may be really forward in educational matters and can be done and can be listened to everywhere else in the world. So Auroville will achieve a whole other level of being able to share its discoveries, its methods, etc.
Oh, you will be able.
Yes, this not us, but
because
Patel.
We'll have video, you know, yes. with the high, what do you call it? High
connectivity. Yes,
high
we will have fiber optic high speed, so we will have been, we will be able soon to get connectivities in Oroville, in the town hall, and other communities. Kalabumi is one of these in the schools, and Savitri Bhavan soon, probably the place also we are going, where we are having the meetings. We will have fiber optic connection, so we will have ability to broadcast in our local network, or also outside if you want, audio video. So the people, they can see the general meeting, they can follow what is going on in other places in Oroville without being physically present. And this is part of the envision of JV that he had long ago. And Chandrash Pantaling is doing that.
And the team
day,
at Blue Light, I think
with
Duman, Manu.
Yes, they are digging. In this hour, manually, so many people with the crowbar digging for putting down these fiber optics.
The famous Oroville 2.0.
3.0, 5.0, something.
René, they say 2.0. Me, I know 2. That there is 4.0, where all is interconnected, all the objects are interconnected between them. The machine speaks to the machine, they understood the machine. Maybe they will not understand us, but at least the machine will speak together. They will, we will take care of this.
Technical language.
Yeah, it's so I studied that there is Oroville 4.0 that Germany and France want to set up. But I discovered in America there are already Oroville, 7.0.
Something that is the best.
Yeah. This is you know what it is? Is when the Earth will be completely connected with the Sun, Earth will be interconnected without machine.
Yeah.
Is this because
it's
my object?
Telepathy.
Yeah, it's not only telepathy, it's nothing, madam. Telepathy is just one idea that you go.
Teleportation.
All kind of stuff, you see. So, me, I don't believe too much in the future in the machine. The machine translates something that is first invisible. I do believe in the power of the physics of our body. The advantage, say you don't need money. You have only your body. It's free. That's why I like the divine.
This is Wazo's odd excuse for being a bad cook.
But at least what I like with the divine consciousness, it is free.
Yeah,
it's up to you.
It's coming.
Yeah. This is coming. So, Oroville
3.0, 7.0,
personally, now, they can do all kind of fiber optic or this. Personally, I'm trying to do another
level
of Oroville body. Point
something
12.0 body 12.0
is a good number.
Yeah, that's why you see.
I want also open a little let's say corner to make a point about the situation that happened quite 1 month ago, maybe more, regarding the AVNet. There was a sort of not fight but confrontation.
Yes,
people
yes.
were not happy about the situation of persons that were not able to communicate and use the tool that has been created.
And all of that has changed?
Everything has changed. I saw it a lot of peace, finally. I haven't seen...
No, it was really good. And you know, it was very interesting to watch how the thing... There was resistance and defense. And then it was interesting to see how it sort of broke down. And it actually happened because Charu took a different position from being very attacked and opened his kind of heart, explained why he was like that, what happened to him personally. And because he made that sort of vulnerable admission, it kind of echoed on the other side. And instead of them being also so defensive, another kind of dialogue came. And then eventually, I guess the whole thing changed, and amongst themselves, they decided, okay, we're not going to manage it like that anymore. And I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, I thought also after 1 year of watching what is happening, I haven't seen any trouble created by anyone. So just I say...
No, except it's very funny. You can laugh a little bit because some of the people that have banned, the first thing they do is want to ban other people. So now they've been given the chance to speak, and the biggest emphasis is on preventing other. But this is kind of a normal thing. We've seen this in Oroville, and we see it everywhere. Whatever suffering you have gotten, it's not like that makes you more sympathetic to somebody else. No, on the contrary, that same violence has to be thrown on somebody else. So that's very interesting.
But I think it's also, it dissipates more or less, because I haven't seen...
Yeah, because nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't care, and that was the whole point. Yeah. Let them say what they want. They just, it just shows by themselves, so, by what they say. So,
good. So we have made some steps.
Exactly.
So in fact, everybody now doesn't care of what's happening on Ronet, in fact, now.
No, maybe.
No,
every
no.
I mean, can speak now. We have this
no,
famous.
No, it's just when that everybody it's not so dangerous when they can, what they have to say. And unless.
It's true. It's not dangerous at all.
No. It's not the end of the world.
Okay.
And if they accuse people, which is always the problem, there was a lot of unfounded accusations and hearsay and a little bit of this and that, and it was very gossipy. Then that's another person who say, "Oh,
no." I realize maybe because she worked a lot for the radio. You did not comment too much this summer.
Did.
You, nothing, Madame Renaud,
I did,
nothing.
But I waited patiently. I did, and with ardent prayer in my heart for a very good
because
recovery.
You, I don't know if
you could say, on the contrary, it worked very well.
Sorry, Madame, there was no. Normally, you make comments also. You sometimes
not very much. Just when I really need to say something that should be
two, three times by year.
Yeah, usually I'm quite passive as a kind of member of EVINET because I'm quite active on the radio.
But here's what I want to talk to you guys about. Because, okay, now everybody's come back and you can see it. The roads are busy and da-da-da-da-da. A lot of people that are coming back are kind of scratching their heads and wondering, what the heck? Why aren't we building Oroville? In the sense of, like, why collectively there's still a little bit of a vacuum and there's still a little bit of head scratching in the sense of, like, do we just continue like this and is this satisfactory or not? And I feel like just like the problem with Greece and just like the whole global financial situation, I feel like also in Oroville we need to really take a look at it and
maybe
say, I mean, I don't know, work out something that's more in our ideal because otherwise... Personally, my internal yoga, I can do it anywhere.
Yes.
I don't need to be here.
Yes.
So if we're doing a collective yoga, let's not pretend. Let's do it.
Yeah,
let's not let's do this half measures everywhere.
Yeah.
This is what I find a little bit vacuuming. And we don't have the courage to make a big change. And no, we don't also know what that big change is, although we have a feeling in our hearts what we would like to see. So, but I have to say I'm also very enthused because with all the young people coming back from university now, I see Vika, I see Ola in housing, I see the Youth Link thing happening, and I see more of the younger generation who are 25, 30, like that, actually coming in and being part of the functioning of Oroville. And I think
because all the preoccupation of the grandpapa after 60 years is to look the youth to see if there is future. If they will do something better than us. So I have to give you a news. Apparently, some women I hear, they say, the future is coming. We can not sleep, but we can be happy to see all the youth coming with a new vibration of work. This is what you want to say, no?
Very much so, because in all of the times that I have tried to join all these sort of official groups and all, you want to be with more people to really affect a change. Otherwise, you just feel like some sort of rebel voice and nothing happens.
Yeah, good. We have left more or less 2 minutes, and I'm quite curious because I wasn't able to participate into the last general meeting.
Regarding the NTDA?
Yes. What it was?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that the meeting was very well organized because instead of having everybody talk, they had the people who wanted to articulate the for, and they had a group of the people who wanted to articulate the against. So through that conversation for a while, we got to understand a little bit more in depth what was at stake and what was really the situation. It's been very hard to get forthright answers on what might go wrong from the people who are pro-NDTA, because they feel very defensive about defending it.
So what is this pro-NDTA? NDTA
is the study group. And there's also a question of, originally, Lavanier and the study group was supposed to make a study on all the different options of how to protect the land and then suggest it to Oroville. It seems like they've gone a little bit ahead of themselves. They found a solution which they think is the best, and they're moving forward on that. So it's a little bit up in the air is whether the community is actually going to be requested to make a decision on whether yes or no on this option or what other options are available. So I think that's the discussion.
Yesterday I saw a post, by the way, done by Amant of Grace. He was proposing to look much more in our ability to deal with this kind of situation, because it seems giving the power to someone else, because it seems it's not really 100% in our hands in the situation where we can face in the coming phase of Auroville. It's dangerous, and maybe we do have the force and the strength to find a way to deal in this kind of situation.
Yeah, the thing is, with we should never forget that Auroville is a very particular thing. So everything it stands for, it's already its existence doesn't fit with anything. So for everything we try and do, we always have to try and adjust it with the laws, with this government set up. But we have to find a way to constantly protect what is ideal and unique about Auroville, and not try and make Auroville fit into the
other side.
Into the other side, because otherwise we're not doing the service.
Otherwise we're going to be dissatisfied as we are now.
At least now it's clear, the situation. Thank you, Renu, for this clarification. Thank
Merci
you, Andrea, for this all this news coming from Italy. Thank you, everybody, to listen us. Thank you, New York. Thank you, Rome. Thank you, Shanghai, Pekin, Mexico. Buona nostas. Uns fast bitte raus. Ciao, bye bye.
Ciao.
See you. We know nothing.